Hey, love bunnies, it is your girl Yvette B coming to you live and direct from Atlanta, Georgia with Essie Fop Sundays. And of course, you know that on Essie Fop Sundays, we talk about all things total wellness and healing for the hip hop community. And just in case you need a reminder of what Essie Fop stands for, it is an acronym for the 8 dimensions of total wellness, which are emotional, spiritual, social, intellectual, environmental, financial, occupational, and physical wellness. And when you achieve balance throughout all of those dimensions of your life, you become more healthy, more happy, you're more fulfilled. And so that's what we're striving for in the hip hop community, because we know that hip hop runs, shapes, and rules the world. So today I invite you to get comfy, cozy, grab yourself a snack, grab yourself somebody to cuddle with, get cozy, and chill out, because we're going to be talking about hair care as wellness today. Hair care as wellness. And I cannot wait to dig into this subject matter. So hold on, because when you tune in to me, Essie Fop Sundays, you are tuned into yourself. Let's go. Love bunnies. Yes, today we are going to talk about hair care as total wellness. And this is a concept that I have come up with just because I found like an intersection in between two things that I have done for quite some time. So I'm a certified healthcare advocate, and I spent a year in training for just learning how to get laws passed and learning how to facilitate change in the healthcare field. And then there's the me being a hairstylist and makeup artist in the entertainment industry for probably about 15 years. And then I was kind of born and raised in a beauty shop. My parents had a salon. My dad was a hairstylist. And this is in Richmond, California, in the Bay Area. So once my dad had retired, I ended up taking over the salon. I had it for 5 or 6 years. And then from there, I kind of just progressed on into moving into down to LA and getting into the entertainment industry and doing hair and makeup there and all of that. So this is not something that I'm just like passionate about hair and, you know, passionate about people being happy, even although there's nothing wrong with that. But this is something that I have put my life into. Like, this has really been my life works, and all roads have led to hair care as wellness. So I just wanted to make sure that you know this, the levels of seriousness. And also I just want to put in a reminder that I've written a book about hair care. It's a wellness book that's around hair care. It's called Long Hair Do Care, the Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. And in that book, it's like one of my clients calls it hair care for dummies. So if you're not, or hair growth for dummies. Actually, I don't know. Hair care, hair growth, one of them. But anyway, everything that you need to know to make your hair grow, from what kind of scarf to put on, how to shampoo your hair, what a 3-month regimen week by week looks like, what your hairstylist should be doing in the salon. And my, by the way, you use the book in conjunction with going to a stylist. By no means do I want to cut the stylist out of the process, because I'm telling you how to care for your hair at home. It's a 2-man-woman job, growing out your hair. And the hair can, your hair can grow 2 to 3 inches every 6 months. So what's important is being able to keep it on your head while you're in the growing process, because it's going to grow regardless. It's going to grow if you bleach it out, burn it out, whatever. But when you grow that hair, you want to be able to keep it. And so Long Hair Do Care tells you how to keep the hair on your head. That being said, grab yourself a copy, because it ain't no punk. It's real deal. And if you follow that book, I promise you your hair will grow, and you don't even have to think about anything. So grab a copy, website, www.yvettebmotivates.com. It's the best $9.99 you will spend on your hair probably ever. Okay, so enough of that commercial. But anyways, so hair care as wellness came about because, again, I found the intersection of what I did in the health field and what I did as a hairstylist. And it was like, bing, bing, bing. All of this stuff is starting to make sense. So we thinking like, you know, girl, I got to go to this hair salon. You know, I just love Kiki. She does my hair so good. She's so dope. Blah, blah, blah. She be laying my edges down. Honey, my baby hair be popping and yada, yada, yada. And that's good because who does not need their baby hair popping? We all need our baby hair popping. That's just, I think that's part of black girl life. Like, you need your baby hair popping, or at least you need your edges hell of laid down. Like, them edges gotta be slick. If you playing with your life and you ain't laying your edges down when you come from that shop, you need to reconsider who is doing your hair, because them edges better be laid down. You hear me? So anyway, hair care as wellness. I'm coming to a little break, and before I get into the goody goods of what's going on, we gonna get into a little break, and I'm gonna be right back to you. So let's get into hair care as total wellness. So when we're thinking about total wellness, we know that there are eight dimensions, right? I said this before. There's your emotional, spiritual, social, intellectual, environmental, financial, occupational, and physical wellness. What everybody says, you know, they want to have a happy life. Everybody says they want this good life. But we might be strong in one area. You might be an emotionally strong person, but you might be a financially not so strong person, which kind of is the department that I fall into sometimes. You know what I mean? You might be a spiritually strong, you might be emotionally and spiritually strong person, but you might not have the job that you like, and your occupational self is suffering. And so when you're talking about finding SEFOP, that is finding that well-rounded balance in between each area of your life, your emotional, your spiritual, your social, your intellectual, environmental, financial, occupational, and physical world. When you can bring a balance, like a level balance, to those areas, then you're actually really happy. The thing of it is that is not a destination. That's a lifelong journey. So, you know, sometimes we might get down on ourselves because we feel like, oh man, you know, I don't have it together. And I'm just, when I think I have this, then this falls apart. But throughout your whole life, you'll be working to, you know, level out. And that's why we need tools like friends and conversation and yoga and prayer and eating well and having the job that you like, or one that speaks to your purpose. That's why all of those things are important, because then you radiate this good energy. You know what I mean? And it's so important to, I want to just add, you know, kind of piggyback onto my own point, if I might. It's important to know your purpose, or to be able to find your purpose, because in that purpose is your happiness. In that purpose, that and by purpose, I mean your reason for being on this planet, right? Your reason, this thing that you're so awesomely, naturally good at that you can do, finding a way to convey that in a way that fits your lifestyle and your pocketbook, and you can live from something, you can make a living doing something that sets well with your soul. So finding your purpose is is an immediate part of enhancing your life. That being said, hair care as wellness. So when we go into a salon visit, who knew that the emotional, spiritual, social, intellectual, environmental part was being covered. Like, it didn't ever occur to me until I just, like I said, connected the dots. So let's talk about, you know, a little bit about how each one does what. So I'm gonna start this thing off talking about just the emotional part of what happens when you go to the salon. So, okay, you go to the salon, you found somebody, let's just say, because first of all, taking a salon visit is a risk in itself. Like, this is why if you're a good stylist, now I really, really hope stylists listen to this too. And if you know a stylist that has not listened, please pass this message on. It's so important as a stylist to just value your customer and know how important the relationship is and know how much this person depends on you, not just to look good, but to feel good, to give them a good experience. You know what I mean? So please, stylists, keep your areas clean. Keep the vibrations high. I know we gossip and stuff in the salon, but let's keep it about uplifting women and uplifting ourselves and not tearing each other down. Because again, these people who are coming to you are following your lead. I can't tell you who to be. I'm just making a request. But our clients are looking to us for more than what we realize that we're giving them. You know, they want us to be fashionable. You know, the hairstylist, the nail techs, the eyebrow girls, all the girls. And when you come into the salon, we're the fashionable girls. We're the girls who dress and we get the makeup and we're on the cutting edge of everything, because every time your clients are coming in, they're bringing you new information. So we know what's going on in town because our clients are on their way somewhere. We know what's going on with people's families because they're telling us about what's going on. If you're worth your salt as a stylist, you're up to speed. You're going to the trade shows. You're finding out what's popping right now. And then you're trying out new styles. You're going and getting education further. This is a subliminal right here. You are going to further your education as a stylist so that you know how to use every tool with precision. And your clients and your peers know that you are an expert and you value your field and you can get this money. Like doing hair, when I did hair, I ain't never have to do nothing else. Like if you got your stuff down, if you got your schedule down, you respecting people's time, you got your skills up, you ain't never got to do nothing else as a hairstylist. Never. If you love it, love it, love it. Now, for me, doing hair was my calling. I love that stuff. You get what I'm saying? And if you love it, you ain't never got to do nothing else if you don't want to. That being said, your clients are coming to you and y'all are developing this relationship. Like if you have repeat clients, you're starting to find out about things that are going on in their lives, their sick mother or father. You're finding out about their kids and how they're performing in school, what the new car is, what their wants, what their needs, what their desires are in life. And you're starting to create a bond. You know what I mean? And this bond can go years and years and years. I've had clients for 10, 15, 20 years. So this is every week, every 2 weeks, we're catching up on what's going on in their lives and in my life, because I'm sharing my life too. And so as stylists, we kind of become a kind of an armchair psychologist and being in this environment that's comfortable and we trust in each other. And so this emotional space and this therapeutic space is so important to your customer. And so that's how the hairstylist visit, the visit to the salon, becomes a huge part of the emotional wellness of the client and the stylist, right? Because now you've got a chance to talk, and stylists help the customer to cope with whatever's coming up in their life. And that's super important. So that's the emotional aspect of, that's part of the emotional aspects of coming to the salon. It helps you to learn how to deal and how to cope emotionally with all of the stuff, all of the crazy, everything. Like, how many times have you had to talk your client off the cliff from beating somebody up or setting a husband's clothes on fire, or like all kinds of stuff, all kinds of situations have happened. You know what I mean? So we understand that. Do it on purpose. Like, you know what I mean? It's okay. It's happening by accident, and that's awesome. But what the goal is for us to become conscious of the fact that we are affecting people's lives in this way, and to do it on purpose. So that's the emotional aspect of what we offer. And then there's the next element, the next dimension of wellness that a salon visit, because we're talking about hair care as wellness. So I want to make sure that you understand that I'm breaking down how a salon visit helps you develop and find balance in the five of the eight dimensions of the total wellness that it takes in order for you to have a happy life. So now we're on the second segment, and that is your spiritual wellness, right? So we know that when you sit down with the stylist, and again, stylist, I want you to just become aware of the effect that you're having on people. And not only is this a tool for your own personal growth, but it's going to grow your clientele. It's going to increase your territory. And in increasing your territory, you will have the abundance of the fullness of this life. And it's because you're giving. And in giving, you're going to receive abundantly. Be very clear on that. So the clearer you are on what your gift and your ability is, the better off you will be, you know? And so we're feeding soul. So this leads into the spiritual wellness aspect. Because, okay, and so when I do my presentations, because I go around and I talk to people about hair care as wellness, and I give a definition of spiritual wellness. And that definition is expanding our sense of purpose and meaning in life, understanding beliefs, values, and ethics that guide your life. So that's what the spiritual wellness aspect is, right? So when you're sharing so much time and space and information with a person, we all know that everything is up for discussion. So we get to talk about people's depressions, people's anxieties, people's happiness. We talk about God, and we talk about music. We talk about what Beyonce did last night at Coachella. We talk about, you know what I mean? It's everything. It's every aspect of emotion is brought into that chair and sat down. And as a customer, you know, when you're sitting in that chair, especially when you have that trust relationship, because your hairstylist is actually somebody that's your confidant. That's somebody that you can confide in. That's somebody that you can tell your secrets to. And if your stylist, again, is a good stylist and worth that person's salt, that person will hold what they know. They'll hold your secrets. They'll care for the information that you've given them. And so a lot of times you get to bounce your ideas off of the stylist and not only the stylist, but there'll be other clients sometimes that are in there, and we kind of all bounce off each other. And then it'd be like, girl, well, let me tell you what happened to me when such and such and such. And when this person did this, I did this. Or when I had a baby, this is what happened. And this is what I was feeling like. Girl, this is what labor is going to feel like. So the environment, it's a spiritual uplifting sisterhood. Whether it's just you and your stylist, or this stylist, that stylist, that stylist, all the clients, it's like a girls club. So we're all in there together, and we're talking and we're chit chatting and we're uplifting each other. And it's almost like a church congregation, because we get the amen and the laughing and falling out on the floor, flipping and just, you know, kicking our feet up and all of that. And It's an experience. And not only that, to top everything off, by the time you leave the salon, 9 times out of 10, you feel better than when you came in. So it uplifts your spirit. It changes it. A salon visit changes your energy. You come in. How many times have I heard somebody saying, "Ooh, when I couldn't wait to see you because I knew I was gonna be in here laughing. Ooh, I knew my energy was gonna change around. I knew I was looking forward to today because I knew today was gonna be a good day." Stylists, for real. How many times have you heard that? Clients, ladies, gentlemen, even go into the barbershop, same thing. How many times have you felt that feeling when you knew that this was going to change the whole energy of your day? You was going to be looking good and feeling good by the time you left out. And you knew that. And you were ready for that. You're ready to look at yourself in the mirror at the end of everything and be like, "Yup. And I'm feeling better. And I done laughed. And we done watched the flat screen. And we watched TV. We watched the cooking channel. We done figured out how to cook something." Like, all of those things add to your spiritual wellness. On top of the fact that we'll have a conversation about God. Or we'll have a conversation about spirituality. We'll have a conversation maybe about yoga. We'll have a conversation about church. What happened in church. You know what I mean? All of those things. These are for your spiritual wellness. Because at the end of it, the spiritual is expanding your sense of purpose and meaning. And when you're in company with all of these women and these people who are there to only to make you better, by the end of the session, it's only about making you better. You've expanded yourself. And not only that, you do have a better understanding of your beliefs and values and ethics and all of that stuff that guides your life. Hopefully, you're in that kind of positive salon environment. And that's what the people who are around you are giving you. That's what we're going for, right? So that's the feeding your soul spiritual effects of having your hair done, right? So now we're going to go into the third aspect, and that is the social advantage of going to the salon, having a salon visit, getting your hair done. Because, and this is important because everybody needs somebody, right? Everybody needs social. Being social is developing connection or belonging or a support system. And where you can like network and give and receive guidance, especially when you need a stress relief. So that goes without saying that you get the social perspective field when you go into the sign. Because just like with the emotional thing, the spiritual thing that we just talked about. When you go in and you need this social interaction, sometimes people are like a new mom. You might have a new mama, or you might have a housewife or something. You know what I mean? Or you might have a person who is kind of a loner. And coming into the salon environment, you get to interact with other people. You get to become, even if you're a quiet person, right? And you're in the salon and you ain't doing nothing but listening and giggling, because it's going to be laughs, especially like, let me tell you, I had the freaking dream team at my salon in Richmond. Let me tell you how I had the dream team. First of all, I'm a clown by myself. I need no assistance in being a fool. My birthday is April Fool's Day. I need not one piece of help in acting an idiot. You just need to know that off top, right? But I had some fools working with me. I'm talking about, we would have such a funky good time at work. It really seemed like it should have been illegal. So I had Shay Sugar. Y'all know Shay Shay. She's not only is she a beauty expert, but she is also a comedian who is hilarious. And this is back before she was a comedian, but she already was a comedian in her own right. So she is really following her purpose and her path, because that fool is crazy. So I had myself, I had Shay Shay, I had Shonda Dilly Hunt. That's my sister. I love her with all my heart. I had her working there. Shonda keeps up like the realest of the real. She'll keep you in stitches. She worked at the salon. But I had For a minute, I had Gina LeBlanc, who is my my godmother, my self-proclaimed godmother, who is also a fool, who when I got started in the industry, I started working in her salon to get experience to know what to do so that I could open my own salon. Then she turned around and worked at my salon after she closed her salon. So this is how our love affair has gone on and on. But she was working there. Again, another fool comedian. April worked in the salon with us. Who was also just a comedian. Like, everybody was a comedian that worked in the salon together. And when I tell you, we would turn the radio on. We would talk about what was in the magazine, what was going on in music, interpreting songs, dancing, doing hair, all of this while business was going on. Like, I feel so sorry for people who hate their jobs, because I, for so many years, did a job that I loved so much and was able to work with the people that I like. Like, you don't have to work with people that you don't like. And that was the first time that I worked with some women, and it was just all good. You know what I mean? Like, everybody cared about each other. Like, we had people who were quiet. We had Roshonda working with. She was one of my best assistants. Quiet as she wanted to be, but just the most sweet and loyal person you could ever find. And even to this day, she's just still that way. Just so down to earth and sweet and dependable and all of that. My sister worked there. My sister Tracy Sweet Tea, what's up, sis? She worked there. She was like one of my best ever. She actually was my best ever assistant that I had. Then she started doing nails. So it just was such a good social interaction. And the women who came into the salon, it was like a party. And I got that partying in the salon, still handling business now, because we was making, when I say we was rolling in money, we was making dumb money, but we still provided a fun and loving and sisterhood social environment where we got along and our clients got along, and it was not messy at all, and it was just a beautiful thing. And I wish that women who work together, I wish for everybody who's worked in the salon to have the experience of just being in the salon and having fun and making money, because we made a crap load of money and we had a great day. Like, we had a great time every day. So that social aspect, women came into the salon, they would leave out, they would be beautiful, they would be uplifted again. And it just was a great time. Also, and I know I've been kind of focusing on women, but this same thing applies to the barbershop. I don't really spend very much time in barbershops. I have worked in a salon that was a barbershop too. I try to like not do too much co-mingling with the men, because the women be looking good and the men be looking good, and you don't want to be in the midst of whatever can get started in between that energy. You want to let that do what it's doing without necessarily encouraging it. But everybody needs somebody. And so all I can say is I hope that you go to a salon where you guys can, your heart can be open when you walk in and they give you something to drink or have something to eat. My daddy, God rest his soul, let me tell you about Mr. John. My daddy was a G. When I say he was a G, he was a capital G, a gentleman, just he was just an awesome guy. And he lived around the corner from the salon that I had in Richmond, California, because I'm talking about my first salon now when I'm talking about this talk that I'm talking. But that first salon taught me so much about who to be as a stylist. But my dad would fry up some chicken, and by the way, I'm a vegan now, but I'm just telling you, my daddy would fry up a pan of chicken and bring it in for all the ladies in the salon. Or he would make a banana pudding and bring it in for all the ladies in the salon. Or we'd bring in some champagne and give it to all the ladies. We'd turn the radio on after, my brother would come by with some Malibu rum and some pineapple juice, and we'd in the after hours kick it in the back and, you know, have drinks and talk, and just, it was such a good social vibe. You know what I mean? And we made people feel good. And that's so important in life. I hope in life, if you're listening to this, I hope that you have somebody in your world that just makes you feel good, that makes you smile, that makes you know that life is worth living. And stylists and people who go to the stylist, just understand that that's what you have that power. I hope that you're working in that kind of environment because you have the power to change people's lives socially. Now, the next point that I want to make sure that I cover is the intellectual side of hair care, because your intellect is a very important part of your wellness. So, and I want to, so from time to time, of course, I will give some definitions, but I want to, for the things that are not so obvious, I kind of want to give a definition of, right? So intellectual wellness is staying curious and learning new things. Okay, and engaging in creative activities like reading, social awareness, and political issues. That's part of your intellectual wellness, right? So we're going to talk about the intellectual side of hair care. All right, so now we're kind of winding down the list, and we're getting to the intellectual side, right? Your intellectual wellness, right? So, you know, again, that's like staying curious and learning new things. That's what your intellect has to do with it. Your intellectual wellness is about staying curious and learning. It's about engaging in creative stuff, activities like reading and social awareness and political issues and current events and all of that kind of stuff. So what we know is when you're in the salon environment, current events are always on the table. You know what I mean? And especially when you have the tide of the United States in a place where we have Donald Trump, we have a reality show star as the president, or even before him, like Barack and Michelle Obama, you know, that's always live and on the table. Just everything we talk about: sex, strip clubs, sports, contraception, cars. Again, circle back to what the First Lady wore to the stateside dinner, to again what Beyonce just did at Coachella, to Cardi B's new album, to what kind of shoes should I wear to my friend's wedding. Like, it's just intellectual. There is always learning something new. It's always talking about something that you can learn from, about your own mental health, about what doctor to go to what, I don't know, the best place to buy a good vegan dish. What's the best pizza in town? You know, there's always something to learn when you're in the salon environment. Swear to God, like, you could really learn from how to have a baby to how to get away with murder. Like, it goes the full spectrum, right? And of course, the ladies are always reading books under the dryer, and then we get into a conversation about what the book is about. The next thing you know, we have a book club started, or somebody else is gonna pick the book up on the way. Hint, hint. Get long hair, do care. The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. I had to put a shameless plug and a drop in at the same time, but we're always reading and talking about what we've read. And then, of course, you know, I'm gonna keep it a buck. You know, I gotta keep it a buck. You know, we gossiping, and even though gossip is not something that we want to own up to, it is information, and we are always sharing it, and people like that. It feeds people's, even though it's a bad part of your intellect, it is absolutely a part of the intellect that is being fed when you go into the salon. And you know, we try to keep it as minimal as possible, just because some people talk about other people, and some people talk about what's going on in life and what they're doing. And we try to be the latter, you know what I mean? Not just so much chopping people up instead of, you know, we're trying to build people up. But anyway, that being said, I know I've received
quite a bit of my formal education on human nature just from the women who surrounded me on a daily basis, you know, just learning about, you know, everything from your personal hygiene to how to deal with, you know, a boyfriend or, you know, what's proper etiquette when you're having dinner, a formal dinner, or how to set your table. Just all of these things that you learn, all of these things that feed your intellect in this social setting, in this beautification process. And it's so funny that it would be the beauty salon and that you would be being fed in this way, because it is really part of your beautification process. And so shout outs to all the ladies and men out there who are part of the beautification process of their clients. That is, you know, inside and out, because it's when you realize again what you're really doing, you doing it sometimes without knowing exactly what you're doing. But the reason why I came up with Essifop and the reason why I talk about hair care as wellness is because on purpose, you know, make sure that you know the effect that you're having and then utilize that to grow your business and to grow yourself. Because again, intellect is a huge part of, a huge part of the happiness and wellness and the shaping of our lives. And then I'm going to be moving on to environment, right? And environment is really, because again, there are five of the eight dimensions. And I'm a add on an extra. I'm going to give you a bonus in just a second. But this is really the official last dimension that hair care covers, and that is the environment, the salon environment. And when we're talking about environmental wellness, we're talking about occupying pleasant, clean, and serene as possible. Like it's a clean and stimulating place that supports your well-being, right? So that's taking care of it's taking care of you, and it's taking care of what's going on around you. And then that grows, you know, you take care of your personal space, you take care of the salon space, then that, you know, it has wide reaching tentacles. It reaches out and it grows. And even though I'm gonna be real dreamy and woo woo like I am, but that small effect has a ripple across the world. And it also affects the global environment, because when we feel individually good, we carry that goodness out to the next person, and we carry that environment onto the next environment. So hopefully when we are visiting the salon, you're visiting a place that takes pride in being as clean and as peaceful as possible, right? And I know for my salon and the salons that I've had in the past are pretty fast paced. And you know, when you're doing hair and you in that hustle and you in that rush and you're trying to get the client, you managing your clients, and you might have one in the dryer, you might have one in the chair, you have an assistant, you have one at the bowl, one at the dryer, one at the chair. And so how to juggle that. And sometimes, you know, the place can get a little bit out of hand, it can get a little disheveled, but that's why you paying your people to stay around you, keep that floor clean, keep your stuff straightened out. If you can't do it yourself, then you have to hire somebody who can, because again, we want to keep that salon environment together, because that adds to more prosperity for us, all of us in the environment. But when you're visiting a true professional, what our goal is to create a pleasant all around experience. Believe it or not, this is the official training of a stylist. When you go to hair school, people think that when you go to hair school, you're learning how to do hair. Really, that's not what hair school is about. Hair school is learning hair is a byproduct. Right. But when you go into hair school, the reason why you have to go through your state board is because they're trying to teach you how to be clean and how to keep the environment sterile and not pass on disease. And that is how to do a service because they're teaching you how to do the services that you need to know how to do, but how to do them in a way that is sanitary and clean, and that so that the environment is well for what you're doing too. So when you go to a hairstylist who's been to hair school and they don't keep their salon clean or they don't keep their environment clean, they're going against what they were trained to do as a professional. And believe me, they focus more on that part than they ever do on hair, because it's enough stylists that went to hair school and can't do a stitch of hair. Trust and believe that. You get to learn that stuff too. You get to learn your practical stuff that you need to do, but you have to do continuing education, because ain't no way you're going to learn how to really for really do hair in no hair school. Anyway, that being said, the salon environment is one of wellness. And so, you want to come into an environment where the people who work take the time not only to beautify you, but to beautify the place too. And then when that happens, you have like this little oasis that takes you away from the grind. And that's part of your wellness, because when you're coming into that salon and it's that atmosphere and it's that environment, it's like a little haven. That's away from, the office, and it's away from the argument that you just had on the phone before you walked into the place, and it's away from your kids. And I know for every salon that I've owned, I make it to where there are no children, because as a mother, your natural instinct is going to be to address your child if something happens. And so we want the experience to be about you and not about you having to care for someone else while you're there. We want to care for you. And in order for us to do that, we have to create an environment where it's peaceful, where mommies can come and relax and be cared for. And so that's the environment that we want to create, that we care for you environment. And so that is how the salon becomes, it helps your environmental wellness. So I know I said that I had a bonus for you, but it might kind of be two bonuses that you actually get when it comes down to hair care as wellness. And we're going to be wrapping this thing up soon, because, I could just talk, girl. I could just talk on and on. But I want to add on my bonuses. And my bonus is the financial occupational chit-chat that goes on in the salon, because it kind of is a place where this can come up, but it's an optional. You know what I mean? These are the two possible. So when we're talking financial wellness, financial wellness is satisfaction with your current and future financial situations. That's when you're talking financial wellness. That's what it is. When you're talking occupational wellness, that's personal satisfaction with your work life. Now, I'm going to put these two things together just because they're probably the least discussed segments of the Total Wellness Wheel. Not that they aren't a part of the salon experience, but just not as much as the ones that I've talked about prior to this, right? And when it comes down to money and jobs and the environment, if it comes into play, it's usually someone who's out of work and is looking for it, or somebody who that's hiring. It might be somebody who's hiring for something and needs and has a lead on something with for somebody who they might need as an employee or something. Like somebody might be looking for somebody to work for them. So a lot of times it's either somebody's looking for work or somebody's looking for somebody to work for them when it comes down the pipes in the salon. When it comes down to the money, even though people do discuss, when it comes down to their pocketbooks, it gets real sensitive and people ain't going to go too hard, because a lot of people be faking and shaking about their money and all of that stuff, or if it's not faking and shaking, some people are just very private when it comes down to their money life and how much they do or don't have. So they play, people tend to play their cards kind of close to their chest when it comes down to what the money looks like. And it's not to say that job stuff doesn't come up. It's not to say that money stuff doesn't come up, but it generally, when it happens, it's really in an unconventional kind of way. So that's why these are kind of like little bonus footnote add-on elements of the wellness. You know, and a lot of times too, just because of the environment that you're in, we tend to talk about more. We do talk about how to make money. We'll talk about investments, especially now. Like now is a time where, you know, your girlfriends will come in and get to telling you about Robinhood and how to invest online and on your phone and watch your money and all that stuff. So more so now, the financial aspect is becoming very real in the salon environment, because I know my girlfriends, they about getting that bag. I don't have a girlfriend that's not about getting that bag. And that's whether it's investment in property, whether it's investment in business ventures, all of that stuff. Like, they keep me on my toes. They make me step my game up, because I know the people that I deal with directly in the salon, they, you know, we have so much money that runs through our hands that it just becomes a natural thing as women are growing more into becoming more financially aware. Not that we're not aware of money, but I'm talking about investment and making our money work for us. I think that the salon environment is becoming a way better teacher of our financial and fiscal and occupational wellness. So I wanted to make sure that I added that segment to it. And then lastly, I want to talk about just the physical aspect, because the physical wellness is really like moving your body, eating well, balanced meals, stress management, preventative measures, sexual screening, keeping your body in working condition. All of that stuff kind of comes under your physical wellness. And of course, again, we touch on those topics too when we're talking about the salon environment. But I think that there's really a big thing that the physical touch element and the power of positive energy that's conveyed in the salon environment is very important too. So the physicality of sitting in the chair and letting someone run their fingers through your hair, massage your scalp, take you over to the bowl, you're getting your hair cleansed and cared for. It's the caring physical interaction and contact, and that is a big part of your wellness, is healthy touch. And it's not at all, well, I don't know, I'm only gonna speak for myself, it's not sexual, but it's a loving thing, and it's a spiritual loving thing. Like, you want the best for that person that's sitting there. And as that person who's sitting there, if you're dealing with a stylist, hopefully they're conveying that good feeling of love and health to you. And again, I can't even say enough, if you're not experiencing these things, like, strongly consider going somewhere where the vibes, it's not, you can find somebody to slay your hair, but to slay your spirit, to make you feel good about every time you come in, you know it's going to be something good and something beautiful happen. That's invaluable. And so I just wanted to touch on the importance of the physicality of coming in and getting a warm hug and a real smile, and somebody greets you and sits you down and offers you some water or offers you some wine, and then goes into, you know, parting your hair down and looking at your scalp and analyzing what's going on with your hair and trying to do something for you that uplifts you and makes you feel good. And let's not even talk about when you look good, the physicality of looking good. Honey, you done went through all of those other steps. And the looking good at the end is probably the least important part, but it's important though. How you look when you get up, that physical aspect, out of all the things, even though it seems like the main reason you go in there and it's an important reason as to why you start to go to a place, really that becomes the byproduct more so. You get what I'm saying? Like, the byproduct is you look good. Yay. Awesome. You know what I mean? But the getting to that good looking part, baby, that's the part that changes your whole entire life. So That being said, if you are not going to the salon to get your hair done, or if you are not seeing a professional or having a professional come to you to get your hair done, I would strongly suggest that you do it. It's awesome to be able to look at a video on YouTube or whatever your source is of finding do-it-yourself DIY hairdos. That's cool. You know, I don't knock it, even though I have had 1,600 hours of hair school and thousands of countless hours of real life professional experience, which no any hairstylist will tell you that ain't no video you're going to learn how to watch in an hour that's going to give you everything that a person who is professionally trained has spent and given up hours and time in their life. Nothing will compare to that. But, you know, it's okay. You find a style. We're inspired by YouTube and stuff like that, too. We go on there, too. Trust me. We learn from that stuff, too. We learn stuff from other stylists, too. We learn how to get that wig laid down in the front just like you do. But there are certain things that you have to go to a professional stylist for. So please, ladies and gents, don't discount the licensing and the professionalism that it takes to do this thing that we do. And also know that all of these other elements and all of these other dimensions of wellness are being covered. And it's so important to add to the balance and happiness of your life. So with that being said, I am going to wrap up this edition of SC Fop Sundays and tell you that please find yourself a stylist. If you don't have a stylist, find yourself a stylist. There's somebody that fits every budget point. There's somebody for everybody when it comes down to this hair care thing. And hair care is a super duper important part of your wellness because it covers so many of those eight dimensions. Also, I want to add that coming up in the next couple of weeks, I will be on Color Me Gorgeous TV talking about my book, Hair Care. Long Hair, Do Care, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. Long Hair, Do Care, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Healthy Hair, Long, Healthy Hair. I had to say it again, like I knew I was missing something. Long Hair, Do Care, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. Honey, I done said that so many times, I had to say it again to make sure I was saying it right. But they will be interviewing me, Londi and Leslie, two beautiful ladies who have a really funny and awesome YouTube show called Color Me Gorgeous. They will be interviewing me about my book, Long Hair, Do Care. Please do pick up your copy at www.yvettebemotivates.com. You can also get the book off Amazon. You can go into Barnes & Noble's. You can pick it up at Sevenanda. You can pick it up at Marcus Bookstore. You can pick it up at bookstores around you. If it's not there, just ask for it by name. Long Hair, Do Care, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. I also will be at So Atlanta coming up on April 28th. Come by, check out my booth. I will be there. And follow me on Instagram at Yvette B Motivates, Yvette, B as in boy, Motivates. And that is on Instagram and on Twitter. So do that. Follow me at Yvette B Motivates on YouTube. Go to my website, subscribe to my channel. And if you like what you heard today, I encourage you to like this installation of SC Fop Sundays and pass it on. Share it. Share the podcast with someone else and get them to like it too, because there is only good stuff here for you at SC Fop Sundays. And remember, when you tune into SC Fop Sundays, you are tuned into yourself. And I thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to bringing you more good stuff in the future. Take care. Love yourselves.